Same middle three strings and mapped out where the seventh chords are. Take a minute and do that. Find a G.
Sorry. Yeah, okay.
Take a G and then find where the notes of a G lie on the middle three strings, which is 4, 3, and 2. And you come up with fret numbers 5, 4, and 3. So take fingers 1, 2, and 3 and just put them right on those notes because you're not going to play anything else except those three. You know, so don't do your big bar chord shape. Take fingers 1, 2, and 3 and put them on strings 4, 3, and 2, respectively. Well, I should say 2, 3, and 4. So even finger 3 right now for you is on string 5, which is where it was on the big bar chord. So move it to, yeah. So that's what you're going to play for G. You're going to play like similar to what you did on A. Good. And when it's D7, would do the same thing, find the middle three strings of the D7, which is the same as it was on the E7 in our previous example. And it would be strings, or frets, I would say, 5, 7, and 7.
Sure.
I'm sorry, 7, 5, 7. Right? And you could do the pinky thing, but let's assume it doesn't do that for right now. You would just go... giving you some harmonic possibility. If we were at, let's see, we're at 80 before. So with the metronome, it'd be like, wait, hang on.
Sorry.
On that day, doom da doom da doom da doom. It's tougher to do it like that than it is to just do it with a straight beat. So we're gonna go back to quarter notes on 80. Like 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, it goes my bad, I said quarter notes on 80. It's really half notes on 80. Because it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2. So that's an important point. It could get you confused if you're thinking quarter notes. Like 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, but even that's...
Oh, did I lose it again?
Yeah, it's okay. Let's try one more time. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Example, what if it was C minor and G7? All right, this is another example. You're gonna do a bar chord C minor. Very common, these are gonna be very common. Earlier we had A minor and E7. C minor and G7. If you analyze where's the middle three strings of a C minor chord, you come up with frets 5-5-4. And so I would actually just take fingers 1, 2, and 3. I know you usually play it with 3, 2, 3, and 4. And go put, yeah, that's right. Good. Now the same question with the G7. What frets end up being on strings 4, 3, and 2 on a G7 chord? I'll let you figure that out. Nice job. And the answer is frets 3, 4, and 3. Good. Now you can choose to play it with 1, 2, 3, or you can just play it with fingers 1 and 2.
Sure.
It's perfectly acceptable. Good. So if you had that rhythm on the C minor and G7, it would go. Awesome, Liam. Getting ahead a little bit, but that's cool. C minor and G7, it would be like
it was the same,
right?
Yeah, I was overthinking.
You could use 2, 3, and 4 if that's easier for the chord progression. I made you do it with 1, 2, and 3. I actually think because G7 is the other chord, the 2, 3, and 4 is easier. Maybe you time at 80 and then we'll boost the tempo a little bit. Like 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, like. Careful not to get too faster than the metronome. I know it's slow right now. Like 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Off a little bit, that's okay. One more time, like,
sorry, it's like really hard to
do. It takes intense focus, like, so it's not just you. The first few times I went through that book, you know, it was tough for me,
yeah,
and now I love it. And then around here, it's funny because this is off the record. I'll start off with you 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Really good. You would just practice that until you got it up to 100. That's at 80 right now.
Right.
Do you want to try it any faster right now?
Sure, yeah.
Like 85. Like 1, 2, 1, 2, like. That's pretty cool though. See, so it's not that easy. You'd have to practice each time.
Definitely.